let us find ourselves in an attitude of prayer as we bring our hearts before God this morning in prayer. Let us begin in silence as we center our thoughts upon God, our Creator. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, hear our hearts and prayers lifted before you this morning. Father, you look upon us with love, grace, and mercy, not with a scowl, not with judgment, but you look upon us in love. And we're reminded by the psalmist that you are gracious and merciful. So, Father, as we come before you, we seek your grace and your mercy to forgive us of our sins, for the sins of commission and the sins of omission, for the things we have not done that we should, and for things we have that we should not have. But Father, also for the word not shared, the encouragement not given, and the prayer not offered, for being maybe a little busy, maybe a little self-centered or self-concerned. So, Father, help us and give us that grace and mercy to see the needs of others around us, to share those needs upon a bended knee and upon our hearts and thoughts. And, Father, as you forgive us, as we will pray later, Father, may we forgive others. May our sins be forgiven, but, God, give us strength to turn from those things that hinder a full relationship with you, that get in the way of joy and peace that comes through you. Father, we may find ourselves oftentimes deserted, maybe feeling things and we don't understand from where they came. Maybe anger sneaks in, frustration sneaks in, anxiety sneaks in, impatience sneak in. And Father, in those times in our lives and in our journeys together, Father, lift us up and give us that which we don't have, maybe that which we can't seem to control. Give us peace in that. And Father, when those ideas and doubts and fears come into our hearts and minds, when the adversary tries to deceive us with thoughts of negativity and worthlessness, Father, may we turn to you and remember your love, your grace, and your mercy in our hearts and lives. And Father, we do come to bring the many needs lifted aloud, silently upon our hearts. Father, we lift them before you today. We may not know every need. We may not know the way the person would struggle in that need. But, Father, we trust in you, for even the hair of our head are numbered, and you know that number. So, Father, you know the need deeper and more personal than we could even if they're our best friend. So, Father, we bring them before you. We bring our church before you. Father, and instill in us the vision to be a ministry with and among those in need around us. We pray for other churches in this community and around the world that would proclaim Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, a way to be set free, a way to know peace, a way to know redemption and salvation. For the gospel writer reminds us, as he quotes the words of Christ himself, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way unto you. Now, Father, we had asked that you would hear us as we pray, as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.